Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something that's probably plagued us all at some point, the relentless comparison game. You know it, I know it, that little voice in our head that whispers, hey, look at them. They have a bigger house, fancier car, or are getting more likes. Ever feel like you're stuck in a race where everyone else seems to be winning? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously awesome advice on how to stop comparing ourselves to others and find that inner peace we all crave. First things first, understand this. Comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, it's like this sneaky little gremlin that whispers doubts in your ear and makes you forget all the amazing things about yourself. The Stoics believe that focusing on what others have only leads to unhappiness. They were all about living a life guided by virtue, reason, and acceptance. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, easier said than done. It's just human nature to compare ourselves. And you're right, it can be tempting. But here's the thing. Comparison is a choice. Every time you find yourself sizing someone else up, ask yourself, is this serving me? Is comparing my Instagram follower count to theirs going to make me happier? Probably not. Is celebrating their success and learning from their journey going to help me grow? Absolutely. Number two, focus on your own path. Remember, everyone's journey is unique. What works for one person might not work for another. We all have different strengths, weaknesses, timelines, and goals. Instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses, focus on building your own success, on your own terms. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from your setbacks. Think about it like this. You wouldn't compare a marathon runner to a weightlifter, right? They have different disciplines, different goals. We need to do the same with ourselves. Instead of looking at what others are doing, look at your own progress, your own growth. That's where true satisfaction comes from. Number three, practice gratitude. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, we shift our perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents, even just a sunny day. When you're feeling grateful, it's much harder to fall into the trap of comparison. Number four, remember that social media is a highlight reel. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone's living their best life? Well, newsflash, it's not always that way behind the scenes. Social media often presents an unrealistic and curated version of reality. Don't let it fool you. Remember that everyone struggles, everyone has insecurities, and everyone is on their own journey. And lastly, number five, be kind to yourself. You are worthy, valuable, and unique just as you are. Stop beating yourself up for not measuring up to someone else's standards. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and remember that your worth isn't determined by likes, followers, or possessions. Okay, let me tell you a quick story. Last week, I was scrolling through social media and saw this post about a friend who had just landed her dream job. It was amazing. But then, I caught myself thinking, oh man, I haven't achieved anything like that yet. Suddenly, I felt a little discouraged. Then, I took a deep breath and remembered the Stoic principles we've been talking about. I thought about how proud of her I was, how happy for her success, and how this didn't diminish my own journey. It just reminded me to keep working towards my goals with passion and dedication. So, there you have it, five powerful takeaways from Stoicism to help you stop comparing yourself to others. Remember, comparison is a choice. Focus on your own path, practice gratitude, remember that social media is a highlight reel, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You are enough, just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful in dealing with the comparison game? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a fresh start to detach from the noise and live a more meaningful life. Until next time, stay detached and amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.